Hello there.
Yes, hello, good morning, Mr. Otter. It's Farid Al-Dawani from London. Regarding your newspaper article on Heidi Schoen in May 1995. You remember? Good, right. I've just spoken to Ingen Roren, and I'm hoping to take criminal proceedings in the Norwegian courts against Heidi Schoen. And I understand that we need a court subpoena to force yourself and Ingen Roren to testify. Is that the case?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, hopefully after Easter, when my lawyer's back from skiing, I shall get him to see what he can do to achieve this. Now, I've asked Ingen Roren over the phone now, and she refuses to answer, but as you were the one that printed the story, what I shall, well, consented to the story being printed, what I shall be after is Ingen Roren's notes that she took for Heidi's interview, and I hope they're still intact, specifically with regard to rape allegations that you knew about before you printed the story, the rape allegations against me and a Bergen shopkeeper in the 1980s, and also, just as important, the threats that were made to kill her son when he was two. That, the exact discussions on how Heidi alleged I threatened to kill her son, that is the evidence I shall need from her. And also why you decided to print those articles without reference to rape allegations or to the fact that Gudmund Johansson, her boyfriend, was in fact the one causing the sex terror. Okay. Now, do you have anything to say about the rape allegations or threats to kill her son now?
Nothing, but I want to tell you that I don't want to answer any questions from you at this time.
Why is that, then?
If I receive notice from the court, I will probably answer the letter from a court. But I think it's right of me to be a bit formal at the moment.
Why is that, though? Why is that?
Because you are telling me that you have already engaged a lawyer.
That's right.
And that you are going to court with this case.
That's right.
And because of that, I think it's right of me to be informal now.
Yes,
so
I...
What I'm saying is that if I receive a letter from the court, I will probably answer the letter.
Good.
But I do not want to answer any questions from you at this moment of the case.
Yeah, I accept that quite, and but the thing is, you see, you've had almost 3 years to answer the questions I've put you in writing and in phone calls before, and you didn't want to cooperate then either. So the fact that I'm going to court now doesn't really, in actual fact, make that much difference to you. You're not going to cooperate whether or not we go to court. And you see, I believe what you've done is criminally irresponsible. And I will be getting, hopefully, the psychiatrists who didn't actually, who were tricked by the Verdens gang newspaper, basically, into giving evidence. They didn't know what they were doing. And getting the lot of you. And, you know, just to show that you Norwegians in general basically are so dense in your newspaper articles and so hateful of foreigners, especially if they're Muslim, you know. And also, I will discuss the matter with my lawyer, but I will hopefully be able to tell you that I want £50,000 compensation plus front page articles of apology, and obviously if I don't get that, then the campaign against you and Heidi will carry on. Okay, my lawyer will be in touch. That's all I have to say.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Yeah, hi there, Christine. It's Sharida. Yeah, I rang you a couple of weeks ago, and also a week ago. Have you been on holiday?
No.
Oh, well, I just missed you then. Yeah, I thought you might have gone on an Easter vacation.
Yeah.
Oh, different times.
Yeah.
But listen,
You'll call me in the weekend?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be home.
Oh.
And when it was Easter, I was not home.
Do you know Heidi's had another child?
Another child?
Another... She's had another baby.
Oh, did
she? Yeah.
When?
I think a year ago. A boy.
Boy?
Yeah, I think it's called David.
David?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So, How
did
she
know?
Huh?
What?
How
did
she
know?
Well, I mean, I've tried to, you know, talk to her neighbours, and they, you know...
Do you live in
Drama? Yeah, she lives in, Solbermorn.
Hmm?
A place called Solbermorn. You know, I've tried to get her neighbours, because she lives in a... one big house and there are two families, and I said to them, you know, I got the number of the neighbours and to go and get Heidi, and they won't even speak to me in English, you know, they pretend not to speak English and just call me a fucking idiot, you know, and put the phone down, but you know, they don't like me at all, because I suppose Heidi's telling them that I'm you know, everything under the sun. But when you were still friends with Heidi at the time, what did she have to say about did she say that I've raped her to you? Never. Why I wonder why. I mean, she's your friend and she would have told you, wouldn't she?
I don't know a friend told me about this thing. No, I don't know.
Did she tell you about the Bergen shopkeeper?
Yes, I think she told me. Yeah. That I have told you, yes.
Yeah.
But not about...
Me.
So when you told me... when you called
last time, yeah.
Yes, an hour ago. That you told me that you have sex with Heidi.
Yeah.
That is new for me. I never heard about that.
Oh yeah. When you see.
You have told me that before.
Didn't I?
Sure I was.
And she told the police that I've held her down. Now, no one can hold Heidi down having sex. If Heidi doesn't want to have sex with someone, she's a strong girl, and there's no bloody way unless you're holding a knife or a gun to her head. I know Heidi's strong, and she's a, you know, a liar. There's no way that happened. And that is why the story, I got so angry that I thought I've had enough of these bloody lies, and I told lots of her neighbours, just, you know, the neighbours where she'd lived before. And unfortunately one of the neighbours was a photographer, and he gave the information to a journalist, and the journalist couldn't believe Heidi's past, you know, the suicide attempts, the heroin business, And she and Goodman Johansson had two AIDS tests each after Daniel was born.
After?
Oh yeah, after. After Daniel was born.
Not after he was pregnant.
No, no, if I remember...
I don't know when all people will be checked.
Hmm.
No, I think it's that.
Yeah, but...
They take everyone.
Yeah, well, what Heidi... Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
But what Heidi told me was that... And I remember her words, she said she was worried for Daniel. She was...
The father.
Huh?
But not the father.
Well...
You don't check the father.
No, but in this case, she told me that both herself and Goodman Johansson had two AIDS tests each. And her words were that she was not worried for herself. She was more worried for Daniel, in case, you see. So I'm not making this up about Johansson's heroin taking, because she told me he bought the heroin when he was on a trip to China. You see, and that I knew he smoked cannabis because he smoked it in front of me. And knowing Johansson as I do, it didn't surprise me he was injecting heroin. So I got so angry that when I heard he was injecting heroin and the rest of it, that I wrote to Heidi's father, because he's the father, he's responsible for her life and all the rest of it. And I also knew he didn't like me, and I wanted to say, look man, you know, if you don't like me, then you know,
can I ask you for something?
Yeah.
Heidi's mother, she was dead when?
Yes.
When and why did she die? Do you know that?
Well, I asked you, didn't I? I asked you why, and the information, all I knew, Heidi told me that when I went to see Heidi in 1990, and for the second time, because I went twice, the first time in February I got arrested, the second time everything was sorted out, and I sat with her and we, you know, hugged and cuddled, and she told me that her mother was in hell. You know, Heidi had supposedly found God. And she told me her mother was in hell because she was always taking pills, drinking and trying to kill herself. And I didn't actually go on to ask her how she died in detail, but I asked you and once, and you told me that you thought she, or was it Heidi, she hit her mother fell and hit her head and had a brain, you know, blood clot on the brain or something like this.
Yeah.
But I talked to you about this before and you weren't quite sure, but that's all I know. Is that they got divorced, the parents were divorced, and the mother was in a dreadful state, you know, pills, drinking. And I'm afraid also, she's got two sisters, Heidi, and there's one of them, the one that used to live in Bergen, but now lives, or the last time she lived in Egersund. Heidi told me that she would have killed herself if she hadn't had her children. And she's on doctor's prescription pills, tablets for depression, because her husband and her had divorced, you see. So it's something they turn to, drink and pills, and that's why Heidi tried twice to kill herself with pills. But why do you ask about her mother?
I only have to think about it, I'm wondering.
And I was
Did your wife spoke to you in England?
Oh, no, they didn't write about me in England because no one knew it was me. But, I think, you know, you never know. But it could have got out into the newspapers in England. It's something that they like to write about, you know, and I suppose I'm lucky. But Heidi has to be taught a lesson, you know. I like that boy Daniel very, very, very much, and he liked me very much, and he was telling everybody, his neighbours, you know.
I see Daniel last summer.
You did?
Yes.
Ah.
Because.
Why?
Me and my children, we are playing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
There was a. Yeah.
Mm.
PlayStation or something.
Mm.
And I, you know, Goodman, he is living here in Osana.
Mm.
And Nina, the
his wife.
Goodman's wife. Her sister is living. Yes. Next. Mm. Yes.
Where? Yeah, next to you.
The place.
Yeah.
Near there we are.
So Daniel visits his father.
So there was a boy, and Goodman was there, and he have a football t-shirt, and it's to Daniel in back.
Ah.
And I saw him, and he looks like Goodman, and
Bobby.
Yes, it was him.
Did you say hello to Daniel? All right.
No.
He doesn't know you.
Oh.
Yeah, well I haven't seen him.
So I think Daniel is visiting his father.
That's right, oh yeah. He
holiday.
Yeah.
I've seen them.
But you haven't seen Heidi?
No. I've not seen Heidi. Last time I saw her, it was 70 May, Norwegian National Day. And I think it must be, oh my God, hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, I remember you telling me she was dressed in a green.
Yes, not in nice clothes for the National Day.
No, that's right. She was obviously unhappy at the time. But I haven't seen Daniel since oh God, August 1990, and. You know, I am not going to have it written in the newspapers that I threatened to kill him. And I've asked where's the evidence? And Heidi told the police that I wrote in a letter, can you believe it? I wrote in a letter saying that I will kill Daniel. And how old was he? Two. 2 years old. And what's happened to this letter? Heidi said that she gave it to Goodman Johansson's parents, right, who gave it to the police. Right, so the policewoman in Drammen phoned the Bergen police to ask, and they couldn't find any such letter on their file. So, afterwards, Heidi still said that I've written such a letter. But no one knows where the letter is. No one kept a photocopy, right? And so I have to... Well, I know I didn't write a letter. So, it looks... I've asked for my lawyer to get in touch with Goodman Johansson's parents to ask them, you know, about this allegation. It's a dangerous thing to do because they could lie. Because they don't like me, Johansson's parents, because I think they went to the police. They're all very unhappy, you see. because they didn't know that Heidi had had abortions. They didn't know that Goodman Johansson had got Heidi pregnant with twins and that she miscarried. They didn't know any of this. And, well, did Heidi tell you that she was having twins, pregnant with twins? This was before I knew you. This was, she said she tried to take her life in maybe July of 1984. July 1984, she got pregnant with twins. It's a Goodman Johansson. He slept with her best friend. Heidi found out and miscarried and tried to commit suicide with taking pills, but her sister found her and took her to the hospital and she had her stomach pumped. It was maybe for 2 weeks, she said, she wasn't washing, she wasn't eating. Now she was below your parents' place. Hmm? Heidi was living below your parents' home. You remember?
Not,
in 1983.
Eating or...
No, not eating, not washing. She just tried to kill herself.
For 2 weeks?
Yeah, and she wasn't eating, washing, she was, you know, just... Well, maybe she was eating a little bit, but she'd given up. Do you remember any of this?
No.
Nothing?
No. I remember that she told me the thing about the twins.
Ah, so that's true.
I don't know.
But she told you.
But,
yeah.
What should I believe her?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe...
Because she told me also about the twins, and I definitely believed her because of the way she told me. You know, because one evening, she introduced me to Goodman Johansson. She just said, quietly, that's the boy that I told you about. And she just said it was twins. You know, and I thought, well, what the hell are you doing with him now? Well, why are you introducing, well, why is he near you? You know, and do you think it's true or not? I mean, it can be, it's easy to find out by asking her family, you know, but, or her doctor. But I think it's true. But, I mean, do you think she's lying? I mean, obviously she must have lied to you about other things, or else you wouldn't suspect she's lying. I mean, what things has she lied to you before?
About what?
Anything. Anything, you know, anything that's quite serious. So why do you think she may be lying about the twins? Why?
I don't know, the story was, yeah.
What? I mean, did it sound, too far-fetched? You know, did it sound, you know, that...
It was so,
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And I remember myself in when I was in her, yeah, 16.
Mm-hmm.
16, and he was in love, and the boy, yes, it was finished, and you find, yes.
Someone else.
Fantasy, no, the fantasy, okay, you find a liar.
Hmm?
I remember when I was young.
Yeah.
Yes, and when I was young, I remember myself, I don't tell anything correct. Oh. You understand what I mean?
What, you mean you told
him? When I was young, I lied.
You
for
did?
Myself, and I lied for my friends, you know?
Oh.
That was very young.
I see.
Yes, so when I heard the story, I maybe think, oh, maybe it's a lie because myself in that time, when I was young, I can tell somebody a story, it was not true.
Mm.
Maybe something was little true, but you know.
Mm.
And like I told you, I don't know about this story of Heidi. Is that true? Okay. Well.
Yeah, I see. But I mean, she told you, she told me.
Not about this. She have never told me that she wants to kill herself. Never. And you told me it's much of time she wants to do it.
Well, twice.
Another of time.
Twice.
Twice, yes.
Twice she tried.
Yes, she have never told me.
She didn't. Well, she told me things.
And I she remember when I was in her, when I was very young, I do the same. I'm not trying to kill, but I tell people. Okay, my boyfriend has to do something, and it's, I don't want to live anymore. And
But you,
it was not true.
She actually told me she took the pills.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, you see, in her circumstances, it was serious because if she got pregnant with twins, right, and your boyfriend sleeps with your best friend and you miscarry, then a lot of girls are going to be seriously affected mentally. They're going to feel terrible. So that's why I believe, you know, she, and I still believe it, but the thing is, I never spoke to her parents about this, you know. But her mother, her stepmother, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, that's right.
I have a little sister.
Yeah, that's right. Her stepmother told me not to believe everything.
Believe her.
She not about things, but she told me in general, don't believe everything Heidi tells you. But the thing is, her stepmother was worried about the things Heidi was telling me, probably about her, because Heidi told me her stepmother was sleeping with lots of men in America, where she was a model. Okay, and I once actually asked the mother about this. I wrote to the mother and I said, Heidi's been saying all this about you, and then her son, Christian, he wrote back a letter threatening me with,
I'm here.
You know.
Hang on a little minute, I must
all right.
Because my son is going out and
all right.
Have some clothes on it. Just a moment.
Okay, hang on. Okay. Yeah, that's right. How many children have you got? Two or three?
Two.
Oh, that's good.
Two children.
That's nice,
three
yeah.
One horse. Yes. Buy me a horse in December.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Bloody hell.
I'm going to move to a little, have a little farm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Where?
You drive over the bridge and come, north for Osana.
Oh.
And to a place we call Monta.
Oh.
Leirvåg.
Oh.
Yes.
That must be lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when are you going to move?
We move when the school is over.
Oh, in the summer?
In July or something.
Yeah, so what Do you still work in a shop?
Yes, but at this time I'm a permittent. I'm not working.
No.
Some days I work.
Yeah, oh well, yeah, part time. Yeah, what about, is it Tommy?
So when we moved, I will not work in. It be very long to go.
Yeah, well you've got two children, haven't you? You need to look after them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll have some chickens and...
Oh, God.
I don't know the name in English, but it's a bird, so laying egg.
How is it? Hens?
Not hens.
Chickens, hens...
Tickly key.
Oh, I wonder.
Oh, pop, pop, pop. Yeah, you know.
Geese?
Huh?
Geese?
Geese?
You know geese?
When chicken...
A goose?
Chicken is born when it grew up. What do you call it?
A hen?
Hen. Hen is the man. And
is it a hen? A cock? I don't know.
Yeah, cock.
Cock.
I think it's the right name.
Yeah.
They're making eggs, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So what does Tommy do? Is he working?
Yes, he's working. He's not home now because
Yours is the only relationship that's lasted. Everyone else I know, let's say many other people I know in Norway, they're all divorced or separated, and the beginning on second marriages, and you know, they don't know the father's different children and everything. But yours is.
Wrong people.
Yeah, that's right. But
all the people I know in my friends, they are married with the same man. And
oh, are they?
Have
children and all right. That's nice. It's funny. I've known, I don't know, 4 or 5 families in Norway, and
do you remember the boy? How he was with Geir Morten.
Who was he? The one...
He was a very nice boy.
The one who was a model?
Yes.
In the newspaper?
Huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, he was very pretty.
I remember him.
Yes.
What's happened?
He was calling my door.
Oh, okay.
Just a moment.
Yeah.
I remember, I think Heidi was with him.
Yeah.
He started meeting Goodman again.
Yeah, that's right. What?
And then he find out Heidi was with Goodman.
Yeah.
But,
He's met.
Huh?
After that, yeah.
After that, he meet a friend of me, but I don't think he was a friend of me in that time.
No.
He was a friend of another friend of
me. Yeah.
But he is one of my best friends now.
Hmm.
And they married, and she, the wife, she have one kid with another man for many years ago, you know. And they try to get kids and they don't get kids, and then they go to hospital and get some help. So after sometimes they get 4 kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
In the same time, you know.
All at once?
Yes.
My God. And they all lived?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So the 4 kids are, I think they are 6. Yes, no, yeah.
Jesus, that's good news.
Good.
How old is the girl then? She must be,
huh?
How old is the girl? The wife?
Oh, yeah, she is 35.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. She must be the same age as the man.
Yeah.
Well, if you see him, give him my regards. I'm sure he remembers me.
Yes, I think so.
He remembers me, and I don't know, a lot of people must.
I think I have say something to him about you when you have called me.
Yeah, you know, because what happened was that when I went to see Heidi the first time, she wanted me to go home after one day. You know, in the Christmas I met you, she wanted me to go home after one day because I didn't want to stay up all night talking to her friends, you know. And I think one of them was him, this boy, you know, whatever his name is. And a few days later, Heidi told me that she likes him. And they spent half an hour or an hour in the car, in his car, trying to something out. But then she told me that it wasn't going to happen. And I couldn't understand why, because she wasn't with Goodman at the time. You know, when I saw her the first time, she didn't like him anymore, Goodman, you see, and so she was free. So but that boy, if he thinks that Heidi was still with Goodman, then he's not right, he's wrong. Heidi had finished with Goodman, but you know, I don't know why did he think that Goodman was still with Heidi?
I don't know, but I think Heidi must have been pregnant, so maybe she...
No, not...
Yes, she must be pregnant when she was with...
Not when I went...
But she must have been having sex with Goodman when she was with this boy I talked about. Because after that, he is wondering, oh my God, could I be the father to the boy? Because later, if you are counting up the months, so you...
Yeah. Well, did he sleep with Heidi?
Yes, they were together in a few months, I think.
When?
In that time.
In 1984?
I don't remember the year, but in that time...
But after
they wondering, oh my God, could he be the father? Because he not could get babies, you know.
Hey?
He can't...
He can't have children.
He has problems. They don't find out why.
Oh,
he don't could have babies in normal.
He's infertile.
No, huh?
He is infertile. I mean, he's
His
sperm.
He can't find out. It was nothing wrong with he. It was nothing wrong with her. But she have got baby before. So, but like some people are not.
Yeah,
you know.
But what?
So they were married many years.
Yeah.
Before they go to and get some help in hospital. A boyfriend with Heidi.
So I understand. So what happened was that, you see, I'm a bit confused because I saw you at that Christmas. And Heidi had told me she liked that boy and wanted to have a relationship with him, and they were going to try, you see. This was in December, the last week in December of 1984, when I visited you and Bergen for the first time. But
he was boyfriend with him when we was in England.
Oh, was she?
Yes, I think she was.
So she must have been sleeping with Goodman and him at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't know that. Because Goodman, he is the father, is he? Definitely.
Yes, that's
for sure.
Yeah,
but
you can see
his gun. I see. So, yes, that's news to me. So, oh God, that's quite shocking. I didn't know that at all.
Not shocking.
Well, for me it is, because, you know, because, so after I left at Christmas, Heidi must have gone back to see this, what's his name?
Yeah, Martin.
Right. Gone back to see him, and then they started having sex, and so why did she have sex with Goodman at the same time? Why did she do this? Is she...
That's just love.
So she loved two boys at the same time?
Maybe she liked Björn Mossen.
Mm.
Liking very much. But the right man is...
available.
She can't say no.
She
can't understand it. Nobody can understand that.
The
life and
Yes, oh well, here we are. So yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, Heidi's obviously I know she's slept with a lot of men, and I mean, would it be possible, you know, if it was necessary for you to come to court, you know, just to tell me, you know, these things.
Hmm?
Could you come to court?
Come to court.
Yeah, come to the court in Norway, in Drammen, and if my lawyer wants you to help me, you know, just to give your opinion, because I need someone basically to help me, just to say that I'm not
what should I tell them?
Or just tell them these things about Heidi, you know, what you know about her, what you've told me today. You know, because a lot of people believe the newspapers. A lot of people have thought, I'm sure, that what has been printed is true.
But all the things I know, over much of the things I know, is things you have told me.
Yeah, but...
Many things Heidi have told me.
Yeah. Yeah, hang on a minute, there's a knock at the door, hang on.
Hello there,
I'm just doing a promotion for three local pubs in your area.
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Yeah,
are
I just
work in your office now.
No. I'm at home. I got the day off. I've had 4 teeth removed. You know, the molars. I need time to recover.
Huh?
I've had 4 teeth. You know, the dentist.
Yeah.
Removed. You know. You know the dentist. When you go to have your teeth.
Yes, I never go there.
Taken out. Yeah, I had to have 4
yes.
At the back, you know.
Yes.
Taken out and
that was the last time I was there.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yeah.
And that is 4 or 5 years. I never be there.
Yeah, it's quite painful. And they had to put me to sleep.
Yes.
You see.
And then you
mm.
not going to sleep mm. and think about
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so anyway, you know, I spoke to Heidi's psychiatrist a long time ago, and he told me that I was Heidi's favourite. Me. Okay. And he also told me that she makes many other people very angry. But I said to him, look, you know, I certainly wasn't her favourite for long because of what she said. But Heidi liked me very, very much at one time, not for long.
When was that? When she meet you in England?
When she met me in England, and also when I phoned her up after maybe a year or two, and you know, she always wrote to me and phoned me up, you know. She just needed someone, you know, but yeah, he told me I was her favourite, and so she's had lots of favourites. But the thing with me is that I didn't like the way she was living, and you know, I suppose I paid the price for saying how I feel. But anyway, back to this. If it was necessary just to come along and say, you know, because what would happen is that I would ask you questions in court myself, you know, and you just have to basically say the truth, how you felt, you know. But it wouldn't be difficult. Could you do this, if necessary? It probably.
You will come to the.
Yeah, that I think I'm certainly going to try to take Heidi to court and go to Norway. Because I find what she's done is so unforgivable. To call me, you know, 13 years of sex terror.